had experience with. You mentioned using the head. Did your family eat the head?
Yeah, the brains was very delicious eating. They'd always save the brains and mix them with eggs, and it's a very delicious dish. I'd always eat that from November right on through until maybe January and February. Just see, I don't know, the season seemed to be changing down, yeah. Now, we used to have some awful cold winters. And, of course, we have some pretty cold nights and everything, but it just looks to me like the weather was much colder then than it is now.
I have heard that in this area you had ice form deep enough to keep it well into the summer. Is that
Well, it's probably true.
This winter has been so mild, it's difficult to...
That's right. The weather's, for some reason, I don't know what it is, it takes these scientists to explain it, but our season's certainly are changing. I don't know whether it's for the better or worse, but... Well, says I enjoy life, doesn't make any difference. I make difference whether it's hot or cold. I know the summer's been mighty hot around here.
I've heard that you used to be able to grow a good deal of fruit, but the weather has changed so that the fruit blossoms, they blossom too soon. Is that your experience?
I'm afraid I've got a fig bush right now, whether you notice it or not. It has some very delicious figs on it. But some seasons they'll come out and we'll have a cold snap and kill them all. I notice they're coming out. Around Easter we usually have a real cold snap, but Easter this year is, what, about a month off, isn't it?
It's about the 14th of April, I think. To return, do you happen to remember the name of the dish that you made out of the head? Was that hog's head cheese or souse or?
That is made from the feet of the hog. They boil the feet, and there's a very jelly kind of a substance, and the meat and all from the feet, and I think they'd mix it some way with the jaw of the hog and make souse out of it, they call it. And it's very delicious. You can buy it now. I buy some of it up here at Jitney Jungle sometime. It's right good.
And the meat along the fat meat along the sides, did you use that or what did you?
Well, most of the fat they just use it for making lard. And of course they made their lard then, made it in great big tin cans of it, 50-pound cans they called it. And